Father in heaven, we look forward. We look forward to these moments of worship. Father, we count it a privilege to be able to gather together. We count it a privilege to be able to lift high your name. We count it a privilege to be able to give. And the reason that we give, the reason that we worship, the reason that we gather is because you have given your son, Jesus. Because you have initiated relationship with us, sending Jesus to seek and to save the lost. We love you and we worship you this morning because you first loved us. And we're here this morning in response to your love, to your grace, to your holiness. And so, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to come and to be in our midst. You are everywhere present. You are already here, but we acknowledge your presence with us, that you would open the eyes of our hearts, that you would open our ears spiritually, that you would give us grace to turn our affections to you this morning, that we might lift high the name of Jesus, that we might worship you, Abba Father, in spirit and in truth. And so, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, have your way in our midst. We welcome you. Father, be seated on our praises this morning as we lift high your name. Father, we pray blessing over each person here today, over each person watching live stream this morning, and in these especially increasingly stressful days, we pray your peace that passes all understanding, to settle heavily on each one. Spirit of the living God, manifest your peace. Manifest your peace, I pray. We love you. It's our joy to worship you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worshiping our Heavenly Father together. Just a couple quick things before we get started. We have a larger team up here than usual, which is super exciting. We have our youth, who many of you have seen up here before. But we also have a new member on the worship team who I want to introduce, is Bill or Levi. You can call him either one, I guess. So we're super grateful for the ways in which God has been at work here at Dorseyville, and for the new members and our youth as well. And so I just wanted to make sure you all are aware and know every face that's up here and that we're all here for you as well. We're not just up here on the platform, but, you know, we're people you can approach when we come down, and people who want to be walking alongside life with you as well. It's just so you know our faces and our names. And also, I see a lot of new faces out here today, some visitors. So I want to make sure to just emphasize things that I try to emphasize every week. But as we're worshiping up here, we're not just singing words that are on a screen, right? We are experiencing God together this morning. We are entering into his presence together. And so I don't expect that to look the same for every single individual person that's here. If you need to take a moment to sit down and just rest in his presence, if you need to come to the altar, feel free to do that. If you need time to pray, if you want to stand and raise your hands and shout praises to him, however you need to worship this morning, just listen to his spirit and be guided in that, all right? And we're super grateful to have all of you here today.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord,
Precious Heavenly Father, God, we are so thankful, Lord, that you are so good to us, Lord. We lift up our praises to you this morning, for you are good, you are merciful, you are loving, Lord, even when we don't deserve it, God. And you, the holy God of the universe, don't just sit up there waiting for us to come to you, Lord. You chase after us. Your goodness and your love is running after us, Lord. So may we hear your voice this morning, and may we hear the words that you have to speak to us, and let there be transformation in our lives starting today in this very moment. And let that carry out as we leave this building. Let it not stop here, Lord. God, we desperately seek you this morning. We come desiring to know you and to experience you and to hear your voice. We thank you in advance, Lord, for the things that you will do today, the things that you will speak. We love you, Lord. We pray all these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Love.
So as we're singing through these songs, I'm just noticing this theme that keeps kind of coming up, which I didn't purposefully do when picking the songs, but so recently, look, God just keeps speaking to me. You know, there's the verse where Jesus says he does nothing by himself. He only does what he sees the Father doing. And I had always read that verse. I mean, it's a pretty well-known one. You know, I'd heard it all my life, and I always understood it as, you know, well, yeah, Jesus and the Father are one, and he's doing everything that the Father does. He's perfect and all of that. And I started looking at it a little differently, where Jesus is our example, you know. And so looking at myself and saying, am I doing nothing by myself? Am I only doing what I see the Father doing? And that doesn't mean, you know, I do some things by myself. Like, I do most things that I see the Father doing, but I still do some things by myself. That's, I do nothing by myself. I only do what I see the Father doing. And as we're singing these songs, and it's with every single breath that I am able to, I am praising God, and I am worshiping him. I mean, that was in the last song, that was in this one. So taking every single thought captive, and every breath, and using that to glorify God, and to serve him, and worship him here. So just some encouragement for you, you know, to carry these songs with you past just this morning. But to go out into today and the rest of the week and the rest of your lives, you know, to be doing everything for God, not just some things, not just when we're in the church, but everything we're doing and seeking the Father's will and joining him there.